I'm telling you now, this is such an incredible time to be in the alternative theories of history, because the alternative theories of history just keep getting validated, despite the knee-jerk reactions and the arrogance, quite frankly, that we're seeing from the mainstream archaeological and history arenas. The Giza Plateau and what might lie beneath it just will not go away. I was wondering when this was going to drop because, as many of you know, I've now been connected to the Khafre Pyramid Project team. I got the exclusive interview with Filippo Biondi and Armando May when they first announced their incredible findings under the Khafre Pyramid with the synthetic aperture radar scans that they've been performing. But this is not the end of the journey. A stunning new revelation has emerged from the Giza Plateau and from the Khafre Pyramid team. They have not just been scanning one singular pyramid. As many of you know, in 2022, they did the Great Pyramid and they scanned this and they found hidden chambers. But what they are now saying is there is an entire city beneath the Giza Plateau. The team of Italian scientists, as many of you know, is being led by Professor Filippo Biondi and Armando May, and they announced a new, deeper level discovery. A vast subterranean hidden city lying beneath the Giza Plateau itself. And these are findings that are separate from their previous disclosure of deep underground structures beneath the Khafre Pyramid. According to the team, this underground complex lies approximately 2,000 feet below the surface and may represent an expansive underground network connecting multiple pyramid sites. Now, critics, including Egyptologist Dr. Zahi Hawass, have dismissed the team's work by invoking the limitations of conventional ground-penetrating radar, or GPR. But this is a false equivalency. Professor Biondi and his team are not using GPR at all. Instead, their findings are derived from synthetic aperture radar, SAR, combined with tomographic Doppler imaging, a cutting-edge system that reconstructs subsurface geometries using satellite-borne radar passes. These aren't speculative surface-level scans like Dr. Zahi Hawass is trying to claim. They are multi-pass, phase-shifted tomographic data cubes identifying architectural voids, resonance anomalies, and structural alignments with precision. Unlike the prior focus on what lies beneath the Khafre Pyramid, this new announcement shifts attention to the broader Giza Plateau. The data suggests the existence of a large, organized underground city, not natural caverns, composed of corridors, chambers, and intelligently aligned voids that imply architectural intent. Interestingly enough, ancient Egyptian texts often speak symbolically of the Duat, the underworld, and secret halls beneath sacred sites. Chapter 149 of the Book of the Dead refers to the hidden chamber beneath the earth. While long dismissed as mythology, these new findings hint that such writings may preserve symbolic but encoded memory of actual subterranean structures. And Egypt is not alone. From the Dero-like cities of Turkey to the tunnel systems under Tetuakan and the acoustic chambers of the Hypogeum of Malta, a pattern of prehistoric underground architecture is emerging, suggesting a global knowledge of subterranean construction lost after a cataclysmic rupture in human history. As I said a moment ago, Zahi Hawass and others have waived these findings by invoking the impossibility of radar penetrating to such depth. But this criticism does not apply. Hawass is referring to GPR, ground penetrating radar, which does max out at shallow depths, typically 15 to 50 feet, depending on soil conditions. But Filippo Biondi's method operates on a different level altogether. SAR and Doppler tomography from satellites and airborne platforms have demonstrated success in detecting underground chambers, tunnels, and even submarines deep under ice. These are peer-supported techniques with proven applications in multiple scientific and industrial domains. To claim that radar cannot do this is to either misunderstand or, in some cases, deliberately misrepresent the tools being used. I think people in the mainstream are being far too dismissive with this knee-jerk reaction just based on what seems to be a misrepresentation of the methodologies. I keep seeing critiques from people in the mainstream, in the media, in academia and history and archaeology, that ground-penetrating radar can't do this. This is not possible with GPR. This is not possible with standard radar. But this is not standard radar. So this is a completely false equivalency that keeps getting thrown out there for reasons unknown to me, other than, as I just highlighted, ignorance or purposeful obfuscation. It does not take much time to find out that Professor Filippo Biondi has patented this method that's available online, that he's an established scientist in this field, and also that they have already demonstrated proof of concept in areas like the Gran Sasso Laboratory, in areas like the Mosul Dam in Iraq. The only difference is they're now pointing it at something where, if there is revelations to be made, they're going to be controversial regardless of what they are. Okay, so it's very, very interesting, not only the mainstream response to this and the way in which the kind of academic sector has had this knee-jerk reaction and made assumptions without doing the thorough research. I think that's very revealing as to the level of laziness that's now taking place in these halls of academia, in these scholarly halls of wisdom that we attribute to these people, that we believe they're so capable and so hardworking and so thorough. But they're not so thorough when it comes to things that actually contradict their belief system. Just like any human being, they are fallible to human psychology and groupthink and the status quo and adherence to what is comfortable and makes sense to them. Once that becomes disrupted by evidence, even if that evidence is compelling, they will ignore it, they will fight it, they will resist it, they will attack it, because it represents a threat to their very model, their very worldview, their way of life, their career. And it's a sad thing, but it's a predictable thing that's happened throughout all human history. And all we can do in response to that is keep putting out evidence, keep putting out the proof, keep putting out the information, and eventually the consensus will naturally shift in its direction based on the availability of data. This month, on the 20th and 23rd in North Carolina, I will have the great personal honor of introducing Professor Filippo Biondi and Armando May of the Khafre Pyramid team as they take to the main stage at the Cosmic Summit to present these brand new findings to the public for the first time. Their presentation will include unpublished imaging, interpretive models, and historical correlations that point towards a lost phase of human civilization, one capable of engineering marvels that have withstood time, cataclysm, and even suppression. After they have spoken on stage, there will be a lunch break, and then I will be taking to the stage to deliver a comprehensive presentation showcasing the most compelling global anomalies that I have found over several years of research, from impossibly advanced stone-cutting techniques to ancient energy harmonics to evidence of high science in prehistory that mainstream academia continues to ignore. Links will be in the description box below to get virtual or in-person tickets. Both are still available. I hope to see you there and hang out at the Cosmic Summit. Take care, and I'll see you soon.